Thanks for the introduction. Hi, everyone. So today I'll be telling you about Conclave, which is a system for secure multi-party computation on big data. And I'll start out with an example use case. So here we have Alice. Alice is a data analyst working for a government regulator of financial institutions. And as part of her job, Alice has been tasked to compile a report on the current state of credit card regulation, credit card lending practices across the country. And as part of this report, she has to answer questions like, how do credit scores vary by region, or what is the average credit score by zip code? Now, fortunately for Alice, the data she needs to answer these questions is already out there. She herself has demographics information, including zip codes, and various banks have the credit score information of their customers. So how should Alice combine these data sets? Well, she could, of course, just order the banks to send their data over to her and then combine the data sets locally and process them locally. However, from a security standpoint, this is a pretty bad idea because it creates this big juicy target for an attacker to come and steal all the sensitive data. And the banks, the animations are a bit off. The banks also realize this issue, and so they push back. They don't want their sensitive information leaked, and they don't want to share all their data with Alice. Now, fortunately, crypto comes to the rescue, in particular a technique called secure multi-party computation, or MPC for short. MPC targets a scenario in which we have multiple parties, each with their own private inputs, that wish to compute a function over their joint inputs, but they don't want to reveal their private inputs to each other or any other party. And MPC allows them to do this by providing cryptographic distributed protocols for evaluating the function obliviously. My animations are off. I don't really know what is going on with the slides. Let me try again. Sorry, there's animations missing from the presentation. That should be there. I'm really sorry about that, but I'll work through it. Okay, so MPC allows us to obliviously compute a function such that at the end only the result is revealed. And with MPC, there are different MPC schemes that provide different levels of security. And for the context of this talk, we will be focusing on a semi-honest threat model, which means that an adversary can corrupt parties and get read access to all their resources. However, even corrupted parties are still trusted to faithfully execute the underlying cryptographic protocols. And the great thing about MPC is that it's general. So of course, Alice wants to use it now to answer her query. However, MPC's security guarantees come with a price. In particular, MPC is quite computationally expensive, and the data that Alice has to process is quite large. Hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of records. So will MPC even scale to these data sizes? Now, Alice implements a key operator of her query, join, in the two fastest available MPC frameworks, ShareMind and OblivC, and then she measures the performance. Now, on the x-axis, we have input records in log scale, and on the y-axis, we have runtime in seconds. And the results look pretty grim. In particular, here we see that neither OblivC nor ShareMind scale past even just 10,000 records. Whereas by contrast, if we process this in the clear using Spark insecurely, we can process millions of records, no problem. So this is an order of magnitude gap in performance. Now, where's all this overhead coming from? Well, for one, all MPC applications need to maintain control flow that is entirely independent of all secret values. Since we have to assume that an adversary can observe the instruction pointer and learn the control flow. So for example, this means that we can't just branch on secret values because the branching decision we take could reveal information about the value we're branching. And this oftentimes forces us to use asymptotically worse algorithms than in clear text processing. And then whatever MPC scheme we choose, there will also be scheme-specific overheads. For example, if we choose a secret sharing-based approach, the parties have to send a message to each other for each multiplication they perform. And these limitations are quite fundamental, and for some applications, we're just stuck with awful performance. However, for many applications, we can come up with all sorts of nifty optimizations. So for example, for some relational queries, we can rewrite them in a way that limits the use of MPC, and instead lets the parties do some of the work locally on their own data. Or maybe Alice could introduce some controlled bounded leakage at a key step of her protocol to speed it up, or maybe eliminate some oblivious sorts because those are expensive. But the problem with these is that these optimizations are quite subtle, and they require a lot of MPC expertise that Alice as a data analyst shouldn't have to have. And even if she is able to figure out these optimizations, she would then have to implement them in an MPC framework, which provides these MPC frameworks generally provide these low-level programming interfaces that won't be familiar for Alice and really hard to use, so it could take her weeks or months even to implement her application. And Alice certainly doesn't want to do that. As a data analyst, Alice just wants to write a query and run it. And that brings me to Conclave. A Conclave is a relational query compiler for accessible, scalable MPC. It provides a simple relational query language that will be familiar to data analysts like Alice. It furthermore automatically optimizes queries for efficient MPC by, one, minimizing MPC use, while still preserving the required security and correctness guarantees, and two, deploying new hybrid protocols that mix MPC and clear text execution to speed up expensive operators under MPC. Finally, it automatically generates code and executes. Here's what a typical Conclave deployment looks like. The parties first agree on a query they want to run and then implement it in Conclave's query language. Conclave then compiles the query into an optimized query plan consisting of local processing steps and MPC steps. And it furthermore automatically generates code that is executable within the frameworks that the parties already have deployed within their infrastructures. And finally, it dispatches the query plan and orchestrates its execution. Now, Alice can use Conclave's link-style relational query language to implement her query. The query language supports standard relational operators such as projections and joins, and furthermore, Alice can write her query as though she had access to all the parties' data within a single database. For example, she can treat the bank's data as a single logical relation, even though in reality it's distributed. Now, since the data is distributed across multiple parties, in reality, Alice, as part of specifying her input schemas, also specifies the parties that will be carrying out the computation, participating in it, and contributing data. And then all she has to do is annotate the input relations with the parties that will be contributing data for them, and specify a recipient of the final result of the query. This query is then passed to the Conclave compiler, which automatically minimizes MPC use to speed up the query. It starts out by assuming that the entire query will run under MPC, since this clearly gives us the required security and correctness guarantees. It then applies several rewrite passes to minimize this MPC step. For example, Conclave pulls out operators that only process a single party's data into that party's local processing. Likewise, Conclave attempts to push down operators that combine data across multiple parties, through subsequent operators. This allows us to defer the point at which we combine data across parties, and thus defer the point at which we need to enter MPC. And for many queries, these optimizations are already enough to yield significant performance gains. However, not for our query here, because the parties need to run this oblivious join across their complete inputs, and as we've seen from the microbenchmark, this join is very expensive. And in particular, it's so expensive because it requires O of n squared oblivious equality checks, which are very expensive primitives under MPC. So that's bad news for us. However, fortunately, Conclave solves this via these new hybrid protocols that leverage use case specific trust assumptions to speed up such expensive operators. Now, again, the scalability issue here is the big oblivious join. However, a key insight is that we only need this big oblivious join if we need to keep the join key column secret from all parties. And depending on our use case, we might not actually have the strict security requirement. So in our case, the join is on the SSN column of Alice and the SSN columns of the banks. Now, Alice already owns her own SSN column, so we obviously don't need to keep it from her, keep it secret from her. What about the banks? Well, the banks are competitors, so they certainly won't share data with each other. And likewise, they don't want to share the credit score information of their customers with Alice, because if that ever gets leaked, it could really harm their customers. However, in order to make this query at all feasible from a scalability standpoint, and because Alice is a trustworthy government regulator, the banks agree to trust her with the SSNs of their customers. Now, Conclave allows an analyst to capture such such use case specific trust assumptions via column level annotations on the input schemas. In particular, an analyst can specify for a given column a party that is authorized to know that column in the clear by all the other parties. So in this case, Alice is trusted by everyone to learn the SSN columns of the column of the banks in the clear. And we refer to such a party as a selectively trusted party, or STP for short. Conclave then automatically uses these input annotations to detect oblivious joins where there exists an STP that is allowed to learn all the join key columns in the clear, and transforms these oblivious joins into much more efficient hybrid joins, which are more efficient because they can outsource key steps of the computation to the STP's local clear text processing. Here's a sketch of how the hybrid join protocol works. So we start out with both input relations under MPC, and recall that we're joining on the SSN column. So values that are equal in these columns have the same color, just to make it easier to see what's going on. So the first step of the protocol is to reveal the join key columns to the STP. The other columns still remain under MPC because we still need to keep those secret from everyone. The STP then locally enumerates the join key columns, assigning an index to each row. The STP then runs a local clear text join on these indices, producing a relation with the joint indices. And then it inputs those indices back into the MPC. And now the parties can run an efficient oblivious array lookup protocol to select the input rows that correspond to these indices from the inputs, thus producing the two sides of the result of the join, which they then just concatenate to obtain the final result. Now, since we outsourced some of that expensive join work to Alice's clear text processing, we're able to drop the work that we have to do under MPC from O of n squared to O of n log m, where m is the size of the output. And what's more, we can use much cheaper oblivious primitives in our scheme here than the oblivious equality checks that the full oblivious join needs. Now, our hybrid join protocol is secure against semi-honest adversaries and requires that there's no collusion between the STP and the regular parties. It reveals the authorized columns to the STP and the size of the result of the join to all parties. However, it guarantees that no other columns are revealed to anyone and no other metadata is revealed to anyone. In addition to the hybrid join, we have several other hybrid protocols, and Conclave automatically derives when it can use these, just given the input schema trust annotations. And we provide more detail on this in the paper and also prove the security of our hybrid protocols as well as all of our other transformations in our extended technical report. Now, we've implemented a prototype of Conclave in Python. It supports a link-style relational query language and currently generates and executes code for Spark and Python for clear text processing and ShareMind for MPC. In our evaluation of Conclave, we've looked at how it scales as data size increases, what impact hybrid operators have on performance, and finally, how Conclave compares to SMSQL, which is a state-of-the-art query processor that, like Conclave, is MPC aware. And I'll show you the results of three of our queries, the credit card regulation query, which I've already been talking about, aspirin count, which is a query we've taken from the SMSQL paper, and then finally, another one of our own queries, taxi market concentration. We run all of our experiments with three parties, using Python for local processing by default and ShareMind for MPC. Now, for the credit card regulation query, we've implemented a baseline, an all MPC baseline in ShareMind, using the fastest available Oblivious protocols for the underlying operators. And as we can see here, it doesn't scale even past just 3,000 records, whereas Conclave can process 300,000 records in around 20 minutes. And this performance gain stems from the fact that Conclave can automatically use or leverage the use case specific trust assumptions to deploy a hybrid join and a hybrid aggregation, which are much more efficient than their Oblivious counterparts. Now, I should note that in principle, it would be possible for an analyst to implement these same optimizations in ShareMind and get a similar performance improvement. However, that brings me back to the accessibility point I made at the beginning of the talk, which is that it would require a massive amount of implementation work, and it would also be tricky to get right from a security standpoint. So from an accessibility standpoint, this would be a very bad idea, whereas using Conclave, an analyst can just avoid all this overhead because Conclave applies these optimizations automatically. For the aspirin count query, which is a query from the SMSQL paper, we compare ourselves to SMSQL using the aspirin count query, which at a high level counts patients with certain diagnoses and prescription profiles across multiple hospitals. And Conclave is able to scale up to 4 million records for this query by using a more efficient approach to joining on public columns and also applying an additional optimization, a sort elimination, which I didn't have time to tell you about in this talk, but the details are in the paper. Now, for our final query, we compute a common metric for financial market concentration, basically the sum of squares of market shares across multiple taxi companies. Okay, yeah. So we can see that we scale to much larger data here. I'll just say a few words about related work. In addition to SMSQL, which we've already discussed, there's also Dejoin, which is a query processing system that also uses MPC. However, its query support is less general than Conclave's. And there's also Wisteria, which requires much more fine-grained annotations on the inputs than Conclave does. And I just want to leave some time for questions, so I'll conclude my talk. Thank you.
Any questions? Hi, Marco Carini from KAUST. Great talk and very interesting work. So having worked with the SMPC myself and having read several papers on this topic, I see that a pattern that commonly appears is that we try to use MPC only in the minimal capacity and for as long as it's really needed. And otherwise, you know, the usual performance trick is just don't use it and try to do something else. Do you think that this is like really, you know, somewhat a fundamental principle here? Or do you think that, you know, based on your work and what you have done, there are more opportunities to explore as to, you know, how to make it more efficient?
I mean, I think that all in all, there has been a steady advance in improving core MPC. So not trying to avoid it, but just improving the schemes that we have for it. I think over the past 10 years, we've seen orders of magnitude improvement there. So I think that while fundamental in some sense, there is still a lot of research to be done and a lot of opportunities in actually optimizing these schemes. So for example, it's common for MPC schemes to use to work in a field, which requires modular reductions, modulo prime. But recently, we've been switching to working in rings, such as 2 to the 32, which really speeds up MPC schemes. So coming up with these new ways of speeding up MPC fundamentally is certainly possible and currently being done.
And another quick question. So what's your take on hardware enclaves instead, like SGX and so on? Seems that one could, you know, find a different, completely different solution in this design space by relying more on the hardware.
Yeah, I mean, I think that those are somewhat orthogonal because you get different benefits with MPC since it's a software solution versus a hardware solution with these secure enclaves. I think that there's actually a really nice synergy there too, though. For example, you could use enclaves to get actively secure MPC basically for free if you want to come up with ways to combine them, for example, if it makes sense for your use case. Or only having a secure enclave for one of the parties and have the other parties still use MPC. So I think that there's a synergy and also some orthogonal goals at the same time.
Basically, MPC says we don't share pretty much anything except the result, okay?
Yep.
Now what you're saying is, well, you can decide to share some columns, right?
Right.
And then the results of any queries that also include those columns, right? So mm-hmm. Now all of a sudden it seems that the sort of...
Can you speak up because we don't do the
question. Sorry. So I was saying that with MPC, all you're really sharing is the end result. Now you're sharing some columns and the end results of, you know, some queries that you don't know yet. So I was just wondering how do you as a, you know, bank manager make sure that your employee doesn't reveal something that they shouldn't, and you know, what's the relation between the columns you're revealing versus the types of queries you could use to sort of exploit and get much more information than you should.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there is some degree of expertise that is still required to use these fine-tuning optimizations. So by default, of course, ideally, we would want to run everything under MPC and just nothing other than the result gets leaked. But I think that for now, we're in a stage where we're still developing these approaches, and it remains to be seen how exactly we then need to assess and enforce that the leakage isn't too much. So I think it's an open question, but I think that providing these trade-offs and then starting to explore them is the way to answer this.
All right, so if we don't have any questions, let's thank Nicola again.
Thank you.